Our epistle for this first Sunday after Easter, also known as Low Sunday, is taken from St. John's first epistle, chapter 5, verses 4 through 10. Brethren, all that is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is there that overcomes the world if not he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came in water and in blood, Jesus Christ. Not in the water only, but in the water and in the blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness that Christ is the truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three are one. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God which is greater, that he has borne witness concerning his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the testimony of God in himself. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. At that time when it was light the same day, the first of the week, though the doors where the disciples gathered had been closed for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be to you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples therefore rejoiced at the sight of the Lord. He therefore said to them again, "Peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed upon them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them. And whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being closed, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Bring here thy finger, and see my hands, and bring here thy hand, and put it into my side, and be not unbelieving, but believing." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Because thou hast seen me, Thomas, thou hast believed. Blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed." Many other signs also Jesus worked in the sight of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, when somebody communicates with you and they communicate a partial truth on purpose, what is it called? Is it not called a deception or a lie? How about one who believes a partial truth? Is not his belief wrongly founded? And does he not believe in something that not being fully the truth is therefore an untruth? If someone speaks, but they only speak of partial truths, is not this a person who is an agent of the father of deception or the father of lies? In this world in which we live today, there is thrown at us the option to embrace partial truths. But I'm here today to tell you that our embracing of those partial truths is not an embrace of truth at all, but an embrace of the antithesis of what we call truth. You see, my friends, truth is a unique thing. Truth can't be divided. It can't be dissected. It must abide together. Absolutely. For truth is synonymous with God. You can't divide God and believe in part of God. You have to believe in God, or you don't believe in God. The same thing with the truth. Now, it's important here to pause for a moment and to make this clarification. And that clarification is this: that you will not be able to understand and comprehend all of the truth is an impossibility for man, because we cannot comprehend all of God. But it comes down to our want. What is it that I want to do? Do I want to abide with the truth? And do I want the truth to abide in me? Do I want to abide with God? And do I want God to abide in me? It is the test of life that each of us must make a choice. And depending upon our choice, we either succeed or we fail. But truth remains the same. There are people who believe in all sorts of things. And just because they believe does not mean they have faith. There are people who will put more stock in a conspiracy theory than in the Word of God found in the Gospels. Doesn't give the conspiracy theories any more veracity. And yet we have God's Word, the Word of God, which very few pay little attention to, if not any. And we cannot make that mistake. We have people in this day and age who, supposed spokespersons of Christ and of His church, which are saying things that Christ and the church would never say and never speak and never teach. These are not spokespersons of Christ. It's an impossibility, for Christ will not speak against Himself. And we have to make sure that we open our eyes, like Scripture says, "They who have eyes to see, let them see." We have been given the truth. Anybody who wants to know the revealed truth need but study. It is there at the fingertips. And technology makes it easier. But people misuse technology for their own whims and wants far too often. And they don't wield these tools as they could wield them for their searching after and their procession towards the truth, or He who is the truth. So it comes down to faith. Faith is what I believe, what I want to believe, and I will live as I believe. I believe in the truth. I want to believe in the whole truth forever, and therefore I must live in seeking after the truth, denying myself, taking up my cross, following Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Remember, St. Paul talks about there are three: faith, hope, and charity. The greatest of these is charity. That's another thing we've talked about before. In this world, people have all sorts of definitions about that, and they don't even come close to comprehending what it is, because they're not close to God. God is charity. It's the sharing of that connection that God has with Himself, with us, that we were made in His image. But that's a talk for another day, and we've already talked about it a bit in the past. But before we can ever hope to have any part of charity, or before we can have any possibility of proper hope, we need to have faith. And when does that take place? Now, here in this church today, as we humble ourselves and kneel before the goodness of the Lord, how we present ourselves to Him, and how we truly want Him or not, If we don't, we cheat ourselves. We waste our time here. But if we truly want him, we can have him. We can have the truth. We can have he who is the truth. It reminds me of that incident in that you read of in St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 9. Of the father who had the boy possessed of the devil. He took his son, who it says was gnashing his teeth and slashed himself against the wall, trying to hurt himself, throwing himself into the water and into the fire. And the disciples tried to expel the devil. They had expelled devils before, for Christ gave them the power, but they couldn't expel this devil. And the Lord came into the scene. And the man, the father, the good father, brings his son to Christ, explains the situation. And Christ says this: if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And the man made a really good reply, which can be our prayer today. And that is this: I do believe, Lord. Help my disbelief. It's okay to understand that we don't completely understand or don't have a good understanding. That's not what the Lord judges. The Lord judges our effort, our want. So let us pray for the grace today of faith. As we have read the things written in St. John's Gospel, as he says, but these are written that you may believe in that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Let us pray to the good Lord to help our disbelief, to help our faith. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Confessions will be heard.